One did not say Zvit and Torah in the second bracha of Birchas Hamochos. He's not Yotze, and he had to stay over the second bracha. It was a zchus to be here in Eretz Yisrael. What we have to gain from being Eretz Yisrael is not possible without recognizing that we have the Bris and the Torah, which is what we take advantage of here in Eretz Yisrael. Ramah brings a opinion that says that women do not say Bris and Torah because they don't have the Bris and they're not mechuyavim in that Torah. However, the minhag is that women do say it. The kavana is that their shayach to Klal Yisrael that has the Bris that is put in by the males, and also the Torah is also talking about that she's part of Klal Yisrael that was given the Torah, and that the males have the Bris. And this is learning the Torah. That source we have in South of Levi Seder, we have the source to be here in Eretz Yisrael. In the third bracha of Bani Yerushalayim, if one did not mention Machus, it's David also, he has to say over the bracha, which is a dream because David HaMelech was the one who was the Kaddish Yerushalayim. And he built the Beis HaMikdash, but he was the Kaddish, the floor of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. The person, and kind of conform, was supposed to say, I'll need him in the second bracha. If one forgot to say it, just say it in the rachmanis afterwards. Even though we forgot Al-Anisim, we should still have rachmanis.